Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 15th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Zoox robotaxis deploy in Vegas. Control codecs from phone. Americans oppose data centers. Cisco cuts jobs for AI investment. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Zoox is running a fleet of purpose-built robo-taxis in Las Vegas. I rode in one and compared the service to Waymo. The app is only available in U.S. app stores, requiring an American-registered Apple account to install, and acceptance of liability-limiting terms during the experimental phase. Unlike Waymo's free-floating coverage, Zoox operates like a flexible bus, with around 8 pickup stations along the strip, and some stations appear or vanish during the day. That design limits door-to-door freedom and can force walkers and bus riders, but the driving system itself is mature and offers a smooth, usable ride. OpenAI now lets users run Codex. It's desktop AI that writes code and runs apps from the ChatGPT app on a phone. From your phone, you can send tasks to Codex on Mac, review outputs, approve commands, switch models, or start work, while your files and credentials stay on the computer. Updates flow back to the phone with screenshots, terminal output, diffs, and test results. The change follows a push to catch up with Anthropic's Claude code and a pullback from side projects like Sora as OpenAI focuses on enterprise. The feature is rolling out in preview on iOS and Android for all ChatGPT plans, including free and Go plans.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com.
More than 70% of Americans oppose new AI data center construction in their area, Gallup reports. Only 7% were strongly in favor, and opposition exceeds past resistance to nuclear plants, which peaked at 63%. Gallup's March and April 2026 surveys found resource impacts were the main worry. Half of opponents cited effects on water and electricity, and a Pew Research survey found 43% blamed data centers for rising power bills. Opposition was highest among Democrats at 75%, with independents at 74% and Republicans at 63%. 55% of supporters cited jobs. Maine Governor Janet Mills vetoed an 18-month moratorium this year, citing jobs.
Cisco is cutting nearly 4,000 jobs, about 5% of its workforce, while reporting record quarterly revenue and double-digit growth in its fiscal third quarter. Leadership says the reductions will rework Cisco's cost structure so the company can invest more in AI and cybersecurity. The move follows a trend of firms citing AI investment when trimming staff. Cloudflare and General Motors made similar choices recently. Cisco framed the shift amid ongoing security problems in its routers and firewalls and a data breach that exposed customer information. CEO Chuck Robbins highlighted investments in employee use of AI, even as he was slated to earn $52 million in executive compensation.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.